it's Adam's turn. Yay! Adam.
Okay. I thought it would be a good idea to look at John 6:51, which says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and this bread which I offer is offered to the world so the world may live is my flesh. The more I thought about this, the more I got caught up in what the bread of life is not instead of what it is. I started thinking about how we interpret the truth and our definition of what truth is, and even the way we read the Bible is based on our own experiences and sometimes narrow points of view. Like in Isaiah 6:5, where it says, it's all over, I am doomed, for I am a sinful man, I have filthy lips, and I live among people with filthy lips. I think this can creep into our interpretation of Christ. The scary part is that it's not just our own thoughts that can be corrupted, but those around us who can feed these wrong ideas. Isaiah goes on to say, then one of the seraphim flew to me with burning coal he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it and said, see, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven. There is hope. He does remove our guilt, but in the same way that the coal burnt Isaiah's lips, I think it's okay to sit in what we are capable of, so we know how desperately we need to depend on God. The other part I wanted to talk about was that we are the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:26-27 says, if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it, and if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is part of it. This is a really amazing idea, and we are the body of Christ, and God actually uses us and works through us. But it can also be very dangerous if we do not have a clear definition of who Christ is and how to follow him. Like it says in 1 Corinthians, if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. I think the same is true when seeking Christ, when one part of the body of Christ has a wrong mindset, it can creep into the rest of the body. The good news is that even though we have a responsibility to be true to Christ, it's not about what we can or can't see. It's about who Christ is, what he has done, and the healing that comes in his name. The good news is that we actually need each other. John 6:56 says, anyone eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. The good news is that Christ is in us, and we need each other in order to find Christ. We need each other not just in a cliche way, not just in a way to like pat each other on the back, but in a way that God has chosen to demonstrate his character to each other through each other. That's all I had. We have crackers here that we dip in the juice and eat for communion.